Okay, so we're beginning today the Drush HaShlishi in the Ran, the third Drush, on Parshas Bo, on Parshas HaChodesh, and it is right in time for this week's Parsha, Parshas Bo. Okay, so the Ran starts off quoting the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron beretz Mitzrayim le'mor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aaron in Mitzrayim, saying, HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chadashim, this month for you is the first of months, Rishon Ulachem, is the first month of the months of the year. Okay, says the Ran, Im Hayosha Torah Klaleha Oprateha Namru Mipi Moshe, even though the Torah, it's Klalim, it's general things, it's specific things, everything was said through Moshe, the mitzvah Azos, in this specific mitzvah, Shehi Rishonesh and Istavu Yisrael, this mitzvah of Achodesh Azelachem, which is the first mitzvah that the Jewish people were commanded, Haya Hadi B'lashneim, Hashem said it to Moshe and to Aaron also. Why? Ma'asher his asku shnehem beGulas Mitzrayim, since they both were involved with Gulas Mitzrayim, the redemption from Egypt. Lachin roi sheishtatvu b'mitzvah asher sibasa ha'geula. Therefore, it's fit that they both are partners in the mitzvah that causes the gula, because part of this mitzvah, this parsha included Karban Pesach. V'shehim inyan, and it has to do with Pesach. So since this is the same thing Rashi says as well, since they were both involved in getting the Jews out of Mitzrayim, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in the miracles and all that, so therefore Hashem said the first mitzvah to the both of them, because it had to do with them, with the Karban Pesach, and them getting out of Mitzrayim. Fine. Va'od, ki nevuas Aaron kadma mizman le'nevuas Moshe. Secondly, Aaron already had nevuah, which is pretty not known by most people, but it is a pasuk in Navi. But either way, the Ran says that Aaron's nevuah came before Moshe. Before Moshe had nevuah, Aaron was already a Navi getting nevuah in Mitzrayim. K'moshe ne'amar le'Eli, like was said to Eli, ha'niglo niglesi al beis avicha b'yosem b'mitzrayim l'beis paro. Hashem said to Eli, I appeared to the house of your father, meaning all the way back to Aaron when they were in Mitzrayim. V'parsha shenem Rabbi Yecheskel, that's the parsha sending Yecheskel shenesnabe Aaron beretz Mitzrayim, that Aaron got nevuah in Eretz Mitzrayim. So again, you could look it up. It's in Yecheskel. It's in Perek Chaf, and you can see there that Hashem had the whole parsha there talks about Aaron's nevuah that he got in Mitzrayim that he told to the Bnei Israel. Anyway, so ube'es Allah zikaron avosenu latova lehotziyam mishibud v'galas Mitzrayim. So when Hashem decided to remember the Jewish people and their tzaras and bring them out of Mitzrayim, Moshe was the one who was chosen. V'hu and Moshe, mirova an v'sanuso, because he was so humble, nisu g'achor mihashlichos hahu anichbad. So he didn't want to take on the job of taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Especially, as we know, Aaron was already a Navi and a leader. Mitzurf lazeh, furthermore, omro ki miyoso kvad peh kvad lashon. Since Moshe was not able to speak so well, he had some kind of speech impediment. It's not appropriate that someone who can't speak so well should be the messenger of God, or even the messenger to a king. Like Moshe said, that I am hard of speech. What was Hashem's response? Hello, Aaron, achicha halevi, yadati ki daber yadaber hu. That Aaron, your brother, the Levi, so I know that he will speak for you. Kolomer, what does that pasuk mean to say? Yadati bo, Hashem is saying, I know him ki lo yachpid, that he doesn't mind. Imatati arosh l'shichas, if you're the one who's in charge. Even though he's your older brother and he was already a Nabi, I know in his heart he doesn't mind that you should be the one in charge. And he's only going to be the one to say over what you say to other people. And the pasuk continues, and he's going to come out to greet you, and he'll be so happy to hear that you were chosen to do this mission. Kolomar, as if to say, lo daish le'yachmi b'zeh, it's not enough that he doesn't mind that you're chosen as the leader. When he sees that you've risen to this level, he'll be happy. And Chazal already said that this was a big maila, a big show of tzidkus for Aaron, that he was okay with that and he was happy for his brother. And Aaron got reward for this, Amru. pasuk the Chazal say b'schar v'racha b'samach b'libo, because of as the schar that Aaron was happy that his brother rose up to gedula more than him. Zach lechoshen emish, but alibo. So in other words, Moshe had a higher position, and he still didn't mind. So therefore, he was ocha to the choshen emish, but that it would be on his heart. And the fact that Aaron was not jealous of Moshe, that he was chosen for a nevuah, im hayoso kodem lo eleha, even though Aaron had gotten nevuah first, still Moshe was chosen to be the big navi. So therefore, because of that, Hashem said, even though I'm going to make Moshe the main Navi, but the first Navu I'm going to say to both of you, because really, you know, it was higher for Aaron not minding that Moshe should be the one to be, not only to be the Navi, but also the one to say over the whole Torah, all of that. So the first mitzvah was said through Aaron. Okay. Amnam yishkan shela, but we have a question here. Eich haya, how could it be? Shalo hishlim Hashem yizbarach lamoshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom shleim yizgemura. How is it possible that Hashem didn't make Moshe to be a full functioning body that he could speak normally? Why would Hashem make Moshe have this speech impediment that he should need someone who could help speak for him? Why did Hashem make it that way? Ki ein safek. There's no doubt in Moshe umadrigaso hayelamayla meinateva. Everything with Moshe was supernatural. Everything about Moshe functioned with Hashem making nisim. And Hashem made Moshe a shalem, a full person in the spiritual sense. With the whole, even Moshe's spiritual level was a nes, was a miracle. The Ran here says to me is a massive chiddush that Moshe rose to a level that it is impossible for a human being to reach. Hashem made a special nes that Moshe Rabbeinu would reach a level that no human being could ever reach. Even Moshe couldn't have reached it, if not that Hashem made an ace. Ka'omru, as the Pasuk says, V'lo kam Navi od b'Yisrael k'Moshe, as the Pasuk says, no Navi will ever be again like Moshe. U'bazeha Pasuk, hodienu, this Pasuk teaches us, Shenebuos Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom, u'madrigaso hi l'mayla mi'ateva, it teaches us that Moshe's level was beyond nature. Einenu efshari shi'esigenu ha-adam k'vi minag ha-tivi, it's impossible that anyone will reach that level without an ace. Shimhaya Kain, because if it was something, it was just the regular level of tzidkus that a person could reach. If it's possible to reach it, why would the Pasuk say, there will never be a Navi like Moshe ever again? Hashem's not going to hold back if someone could reach that level. To say that a person will never reach a level that he could. So even though we all know Hashem knows what the future is, Hashem doesn't work with that, obviously. When he tells us, you know, you can do tshuva, you can do mitzvahs, you can do averis, you can do tshuva, he's not going to say you can't, no one can reach that level if it's possible that someone will reach that, or could reach that level. It must be if the Pasuk says that no one will reach the level of Moshe, it's because it's impossible to reach the level of Moshe. Hashem had to make an ace, and he won't be making that ace again. Rather, the Pasuk is teaching us to tell us the fact that where Moshe reached was a miracle. That went out of the realm of nature. Even though it is physically possible, it would not require an ace for a person to get a nevuah. Hashem put it in the world that a person could become a Navi. Ammam kasher tachol bo, but when a regular normal situation, if a person gets nevuah, yishkeu kochos gufo ad sheyivatlo pu'ulosav, so he loses the power of his body and all his control of his functions, and he falls down to the floor and he can't control his body. Right, I like the Ramchal has a specific description of this in his farm. Either way, when a person gets nevuah, they fall to the floor, they lose control of their body. But that a person should get a nevuah and he's awake, omin araglov, standing on his feet, shalom b'kochos, fully in control of his kochos, kasher yadav ishal ra'eh, like he's just talking to someone, zeh nimna b'chok hateva, that is physically impossible. Ki mi sheyasik zos hamadregah, someone who reaches a level like that, yasik hayosu ish v'seichel nivdol b'vasachas, someone like that is a human and a malach all at once. It's impossible. Only a malach could be like that, and if you're human, then you're not like that. So to be a human and be a malach at once, it was an absolute nes. V'zeh, so that's what he's saying, that for the fact that Moshe was able to have Nevuah talking to Hashem, that's only possible by a Malach, and it must be that Hashem made an ace to make a human being physically able to somehow also be like a Malach and get Nevuah while still being human. So this is what the pasuk is telling us, that Hashem made an ace to make Moshe Rabbeinu reach a level of Nevuah that is impossible to reach. Like all the other miracles Hashem did so that the Torah could be Niskayim forever. Because this is the most important thing. So that no future prophet could come and say, he could say, oh, well, Moshe told you that. Well, I had a nevuah that Hashem changed his mind. Hashem already told us. Hashem already told us that what Moshe got is impossible. But there Chapela was a nace, which is Apella Loye Osil Adam Acher Bolam, and Hashem is not gonna do that ever again. Kemosha Nasil Moshe, like was done to Moshe. Imkain, if so, Neida Bazet, then we'll know. Shkol Mish Yachlok Lov Umachazim. That means anyone comes afterwards, obviously, who says Moshe's wrong, he can't be a greater Navi than Moshe, so he's obviously a liar. Ki Moshe Higia La Madrega Shloiga Adam Eleha Laolam. Moshe reached a level that a person cannot reach forever. Vehu Shav Kesechal Nivdal Bapol. He became like an actual malach. L'hoya inyana mekabel ashinu v'hayi pilos at shiaskel beis achas yosher mashiaskel beis acheres. And he wasn't susceptible to the normal things where, like a regular human being, has good days and bad days, good moods and bad moods. And not all times is he fit to get nevuah. Moshe was an ace, was not like that. He was always at the same level that he could get nevuah. Whenever he wanted, he wasn't susceptible to the having a bad day. He was always at a super madrega. About how you call ha'itim shavasol ba'asag, everything was the same to him. Now, this whole thing sounds, I think, surprising to when you first hear it, that Moshe Rabbeinu basically sounds like he had no bechira at a certain point. Whenever Hashem made this nace, that he would get nevuah at that level, and that he could get nevuah at all times. Sounds like from the Ran that he almost didn't have Bechira. If you look in the Meshech Chachma in his introduction to Sefer Shmos, he didn't say, the Meshech Chachma there says that he, not only Moshe seemed like he didn't have Bechira, he didn't have Bechira. That's what the Meshech Chachma says. Once Hashem chose Moshe to be the Navi, so how could we know? Maybe Moshe, how does Hashem know? Maybe Moshe would go off the derech or start saying stuff that's not true. How do we know to always believe Moshe from the time of Maimon Har Sinai on? Maybe something will change with Moshe, even though Hashem knows that Moshe won't do that. But still, like we said, Hashem doesn't work that way. So how could you know that we should always listen to Moshe? Maybe Moshe will go astray. So he says, the Meshech Chachma actually there says that Hashem took away from him Bechira. And that's really what this Ran is saying, that Moshe Rabbeinu, once he got this level of Nevuah, so Hashem made an ace with him, and he became like came out like a Malach, and he had no Bechira. That's what it comes out from this Ran as well. Okay, so the Ran continues. V'zehu inyan ramzuhu rabosinu zal b'reish yoma. That's what Chazal hinted to at the beginning of Yuma. It says there, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Shivas Yamim Kodim Sreifas HaParan, 7 days before they burnt the Paraduma, Mafrish and Kohen Gadol, they take the Kohen Gadol and separate him. V'lam Duzem Yisinai. And they learned out that you need 7 days, the Kohen has to be separated 7 days from Sinai, Dechsev, as it says. V'yishkon Kvod Hashem L'Har Sinai, in the time of Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem's Shechina rested on Har Sinai. V'yichaseho He'anan Sheshas Yamim, and the cloud covered Har Sinai for 6 days. Mai sheishes yamim. What does it mean? 6 days. It says the Gemara zeh binyan av v'chala nichnas l'machna shchina ton prisha sheishes yamim. That this we learn from here that whoever is going to enter into the camp of the Shechina, like Moshe was going up to Shamayim, so too the Kohen Gadol. Let's say when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim rather. So anyone who's going into Machna Shechina, you see they have to be separated 7 days. Says the Ran, Vishkan Shela, so there should be an obvious question here. What does that mean? Eich lamdu mi Moshe Rabbeinu l'koin gadol b'yom ha-kippurim l'koin ha-surface apart. How on earth are you learning from Moshe Rabbeinu going into the Machna Shechina, meaning for real, in the sense that he's going up to Shamayim, or covered with the cloud, how do you learn from that to a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, or even less, a Kohen who's burning the Parah Aduma? You can't learn from something so chamor like Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai to something so kal like a Kohen, let's say, being served Parah Aduma, and even the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If we say that the Maimid Har Sinai, so Moshe had to be separated for 7 days, how does that speak to something much, much less? Who says there you need 7 days of being separated? The answer to this is, change only happens because there is something the opposite. Because things don't change on their own, and not from things that are the same as them, but because of something not the same as them. So therefore, malachim leha'alos ha'hepech mihem, since no change happens to them, no opposites happen with them, nothing changes with them. So a malach is always in the same level. He has nothing changing in his life, so to speak. Everything is the same from him, so therefore he's always at the same level. He doesn't have a bad day. Malachim don't have bad days where today they understand things well, the next day they do something stupid, not shayach to malachim. But us, because we have things that are, there are various different parts of the body and forces in us that play on us, things outside of us, things within our own body. There are all kinds of different things in us, so they have an effect on us. So therefore, nishtana, things change in us. Sometimes we're smart, and sometimes the same person acts dumb or is dumb, overtired, having a bad day, whatever. He knows, he forgets, or he forgets that he knows. Kulan chachamim bekoach, we're all chachamim in possibility. Ach nitztarech tamid lotzio lapoel, but we have to bring it to reality. V'gam acharish notzi k'tzasko chaseinu lapoel v'naskal. Even after we bring, let's say, we have the brains, and now we actually learn something, is chadish lenu amima umachshech, then all of a sudden we'll get cloudy and lost again. And we work very hard. We're intelligent people, work very hard to understand something, and then a month later we forgot it. We have to work again to bring it out again. That's the way everybody is. That it's impossible to escape from that. Amna madregas Moshe ben Olav Hashalom, but Moshe Shaisalamailam and Ateva, who is above nature, Kemosh Nizbar Haisa Nizgava Mizos, like we explained. So then he was above this. Kihu Haya Secha Bapol, he was like a malach. V'lahaya Bakoch Shla Yetzi Lapol, he did not have, this is quite a line, V'lahaya Bakoch Shla Yetzi Lapol, he didn't have any potential that hadn't been realized. V'lahaya Gamkin Sichlo Acher Sheshav, Poal Mizchadishilav Lios V'chisaron Sheyoshuv Koach. And he didn't have in his brain something that would affect it and make it lose. Kilo nishar lesichlo masach klal. His seichel, his intellect, had nothing standing in its way at all. V'na'ale kol hepech mimenu, and it was Hashem made an ace that all things that should be affecting him that were not pro seichel would be gone from him. Kishav b'madrecha seichel nivel. In a certain sense, Hashem made him on this level of a malach. And this was taught by saying, "Imdu v'eshma mayetzav Hashem lachem." That Moshe was able to say, "Stand here, I'll go talk to Hashem." You see that Moshe could talk to Hashem at any moment. Every other navi has to prepare and get themselves in the right mood, and you know they had to could be in a happy mood of simcha shel mitzvah, and well, they had to be prepared. Moshe was always ready at all times. It's because Hashem made an ace to him that he was always at a high level, and things didn't affect him like that. So it's known all the things that Chazal say that you have to separate yourself to get nevuah. Hein kadeshi is bodeid ha'adam ba'osam yimei prisha b'darche Hashem yisbarach, that a person should be thinking about and separate themselves to think about the ways of Hashem and ba'avod ha'matelas alav, and the avoda that he has to do. V'yafshet atzman b'dimyonus gashmiyim ha'monim shleimuso, and he has to take himself away from his physical thoughts that take him away from perfection, v'sheyotzi al hapoal ma'asher b'kocho, and to bring to reality what is potential, v'zeh amnam tzarech l'adam sheyesh lo seichel b'koach u'b'poal, that's for normal people who have their brains that are somewhat used and somewhat not used. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu v'sham sheyesh seichel b'poal, but Moshe Rabbeinu's intellect, who was fully activated, l'mahayaton prisha. So why, I mean, it's all fancy words, but let's just, the bottom line is, why did Moshe, this is what the Ron wants to ask, why did Moshe need 7 days before he got into the Machne Shechina? Before Moshe was able to go up to Shemayim. Moshe doesn't need any preparation. We see Moshe Rabbeinu was on this level of Nais, where he was like a Malach. So there's no point in separating a Malach. Well, I have to, what would I do? What would Moshe Rabbeinu do during those 7 days? Think about how he should really be into Avodas Hashem. And the Ron just told you, Hashem made a Nais that he was Kemat a Malach. So what's the point of the 7 days of Prisha? So the Ran says, "Hanishari love masach klal v'dimyon matrid yitzdarech lichalitz mimenu." Did Moshe have some kind of things holding him back from getting the highest levels? Imkain echis nabe b'choleis. If he did have things that held him back, so how can he always have nevuah whenever he wants? It must be not. So what's the point of being separated if he's always at this high level? If he kachamar, therefore it says, that's what the Gemara meant, Mai sheshes yamim. What are these 6 days? Kolomer, in suffix, shosaprisha lo hitzricha kosov b'shvil Moshe. It's pashut, that the 6 days that Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself had nothing to do with Moshe. Kihulo hayatzarech, zeh Moshe didn't need it. Elzeh binyanav, it must be to teach us for other people. L'chala achirim sheichnasu l'machna shechina yitinu prisha. Anybody else, regular people, that you see, you should learn from there, that if you're going into Machne Shechina, you need to separate yourself. And that they should learn from Moshe. Lo shahaya Moshe tzarech l'zeh. It's not that Moshe needed it. Moshe himself needed it. Ki lo hayu kol ha'itur shavos for him. Every all times were the same. Because his level was above Teva. Okay, we'll stop here this week and continue next week.